Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NDR Auto Components Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to all of you participating in the Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call of NDR Auto Components Limited. We have with us today on the call Mr. Pranav Rilal, Full-Time Director, Mr. Vikram Krishan Rathi, CFO and Vice President, Mr. Rakesh Rustagi, GM, Finance and Accounts, and Mr. Rajat Bhandari, Executive Director and Company Secretary, along with other members of the senior management team. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and are subject to risks and uncertainties. A statement in this regard is available in the Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings presentation shared with you earlier. We will start this call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have an interactive question-and-answer session. I now request Mr. Pranav Rilal to share some perspectives with you with regard to the operations and outlook for the business. Over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to our Q2 FY26 conference call. Let me start by quickly going through our financial performance for the quarter under review. Q2 FY26 total income stood at 200.76 crores, a growth of 14.35%, EBITDA at 22.58 crores, a growth of 20.77%, EBITDA margins at 11.24%, and PAT for Q2 FY26 at rupees 14.85 crores, which is higher by 24.29% as compared to the corresponding quarter last year. H1 FY26 total income stood at rupees 386.58 crores, a growth of 11.19%, EBITDA at rupees 43.03 crores, a growth of 18.94%, EBITDA margins at 11.13%, and PAT for H1 FY26 at rupees 28.44 crores, which is higher by 21.14% as compared to the corresponding period last year. Our financial and operating performance has been steady in the backdrop of slow pickup for some of the models we cater to. These challenges and some supply chain bottlenecks have considerably eased, and this, combined with the reduction in the GST rate announced by the government, gives us optimism and confidence for the remainder of the current year and going further forward. We have already seen a strong uptick in demand since the last week of September and believe this is sustainable. Improving disposable incomes and higher aspiration levels too are seeing upgrades by buyers to higher-end vehicles. This augurs well for the sector and for us in particular, given our emphasis on enhancing value and content per vehicle. Our Sunshade deliveries are back on track, and we also see an uptake on Kia offtake. During the quarter under review, we entered into two technology license agreements, or two TLAs, that help us widen our product portfolio and introduce new and innovative offerings. This first TLA is for seatbelt reminder sensor agreement with Fujikura. Fujikura possesses years of experience developing seatbelt reminder systems for vehicles across Japan and other developed markets. The sensor technology is integrated into the seat design and has applications in both the front and rear seats. The total investment proposed by NDR Auto is rupees 7.43 crores. The second TLA is for physical seat latches for car seats, which is an agreement with Fisher Dynamics. Fisher Dynamics is an over 100-year-old entity highly regarded for its innovation capabilities across design, engineering, and manufacturing. The company's portfolio comprises a range of high-quality seat structures and mechanisms. Investment in this project is rupees 17.43 crores. Seat latch is used to lock rear seats, which gives extra boot space and increases the area for luggage when required by the car owner. It is also a safety feature in case of accident. It protects the rear seat not to bend, thereby reducing the impact on passengers. I'll close by reiterating our excitement about our growth opportunities NDR Auto Components enjoys. We maintain our outlook of 3,000 crore revenue in FY30 and ROC of 25%. We will now be happy to discuss any thoughts or questions you may have.
Sure, thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. First of all, congratulations on signing two new agreements on the technical assistance side. So the first question is on those two. SBRS, what is the content per vehicle possible? And similarly for seat latches also, what is the content per vehicle possible? And you know, what sort of vehicle categories do you see these products being used, or are they going to be mandatory and being used in all models?
So seat latch, the content per vehicle is about 400 to 500 rupees. It is used in SUVs and hatchbacks. For seatbelt reminder sensor, the content is anywhere between 200 to 250 rupees, till up to 1,000 rupees, depending on the number of seatbelt reminder sensors used in the car. If there is one sensor used, then it's about 200 rupees. If it's used in the rear seatbelt, then it goes up to 1,000 rupees. And seatbelt reminder sensor is mandatory in the front two seats, and the rear seatbelt regulation is yet to come.
And for NDR, will this show up as additional revenues, or this is kind of, you know, we are insourcing, we would have bought this component earlier and we will be producing it now in-house, and hence will result in better margins for the company?
So this will result in additional revenue and better margins for the company.
So right now, is it a bought-out component for us? And
It's not a bought-out component for us. We have added these products in our portfolio.
Okay. And with these investments of roughly 7.5 and 17.5 crores, so what sort of revenue potential do you see in these JVs, in these entities? Sorry.
So both should yield approximately 30 to 40 crores of revenue.
Got it. And you mentioned, I think in the last call, there were some worries about the market slowdown, but clearly that trend has now reversed. And on a 700 crore base of FY25, we were looking at 250 to 300 crores incremental revenue. But now with the market momentum coming back, what sort of revenue run rate are we looking at for FY26? Do we think we can do an additional 250 crores, or that is still looking difficult?
So with the GST cut, it's definitely been very beneficial to us. The Seros has obviously not done too well. But yeah, Instead of the Seros, we've got business for the Kirans that is starting sometime in Q3. So we should recover some of it. The e-Vitara has also started production, but we expect Q3 and Q4 to be better for that.
Got it. And this Karen business is 3Q itself, so this quarter it started already.
It started in Q3, Q4 should be better.
Got it. Thanks. I have a few more questions. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Namaskar sir, and thank you for the opportunity, and congratulations on a very tidy, neat set of numbers. So firstly, sir, with terms of the, I hope I'm audible, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. Firstly, sir, in terms of the two JVs which we have currently in being signed, if you could just explain to us, I think the one is for the technology transfer and other is where we are putting up some facility. So if in detail you can explain, and as you have mentioned about the incremental value addition per vehicle, how are we going to scale up this going ahead, and in how many models will this be replicated?
So both of them are technology transfer agreements, and we will be setting up facilities for them in our existing footprint. The seat latch will be made in our Pathredi plant, and the seat belt reminder sensor will be made in our Gujarat facility. And both should add about 30 to 40 crores of revenue each by the end of the decade.
Okay. What is the timeline? Is it 27 is the timeline? So to start the
We start production January 2027, and as new models come in, then we will start adding this in our car.
Correct. And sir, when we look at this auto component part you were explaining to us, so currently how is the sourcing arrangement there, and what exactly are we eyeing to do? And is it related to any stamping part, or what exactly does this auto component you can define?
Sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Sir, you have mentioned about some JV with for the this auto component thing also, that we are coming up with our own manufacturing, which we earlier used to outsource. So if you could just explain to us what are those auto component that now we will be manufacturing?
If I think this is NDR Auto South. It's a new plant that we're setting up for Kia, and it's the same product that we're doing.
Okay, sir. So earlier we were outsourcing from some other player.
No, it's a new order that we've received from Kia, and we're setting up a facility for that in Anandapur.
Okay. And sir, going ahead, we are maintaining our revenue guidance of 25% for the ensuing year, and how will the margin shape up with the introduction of the new product, sir?
Our FY30 guidance for revenue is 3,000 crores. Our margin should be similar.
Right, sir. Right, sir. I'll join the queue, sir, for the follow-up, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Hitesh Goel from Origin Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Can you tell us something about eVitara? I mean, it's a major project, right? So has the production started? How is the ramp up? Because that's you're targeting a big volume, right, in the second half.
So the production has started. The ramp up is expected to be a bit more in quarter four and the following year.
So basically, when we were targeting 65,000 vehicles for exports from eVitara and 2H, that number holds, or you think that will be slightly below and full ramp will come in a bit later?
It will be slightly below than what we were expecting.
And also on Kia, can you give us some sense on the sunshade business? And also you were in one of the vehicles, right, which has not done very well. So can you give us some sense about the revenue potential you were talking about in Kia?
So the one of the vehicles that we were on has not done well, but we've got a new order for the Kerrang, which has already started production, which should help us a bit recover our volumes.
So this was, you were talking, you talked about 27 crore investment over 2 years in Kia in the last phone call, and 50,000 seat sets for 5-seater car and 70,000 for 7-seater car, right? So revenue potential was 100 crores from this order. So any update on this?
So we've got business for the Kerrang, which is an existing model that we've got that has started production. On the last call, what we mentioned is for a new vehicle that is starting production sometime next year.
Okay. And in terms of market share on Maruti, the new vehicle Victoris, right? Are you present in that vehicle? And how is the market share?
We've got some VIW parts for the Victoris, so we don't have any seating parts for the Victoris.
And the small car ramp-up, which Maruti is seeing after such a long time, that helps you, right? I mean, you have a higher content, higher market share in the small cars.
Yes, so the Wagonr and the Alto will help us.
And there, what is the share? You have 100% share in those vehicles?
100% in the Wagonr and 50% in the Alto.
Okay, thank you, Pranav. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Sarang Joglekar from Vimana Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. So, I'm new to the company, so a few basic questions. You recently onboarded Kia, so for what product exactly? And secondly, who was supplying them that product before, you know, you were onboarded as a vendor? And what is the onboarding process? How difficult is it to get onboarded?
So we do the seat covers for Kia, and in addition to that, we've also got businesses for the seat covers and the seat frames. There was an existing Korean company who was doing it. In terms of the processes, we were better in quality, cost, and delivery. And our delivery and our performance has been very good, which has led us to get additional business.
Understood. So, on the seat trims and, you know, your traditional products, which accounts for, I think, more than 70% of your revenue, currently most of it is coming from Maruti, right? So is there any scope for new clients for that product? And, you know, currently, who is supplying to their competitors? So, like, for example, who's supplying to Tata, Mahindra, or are they, you know, doing it in-house? Yes.
So we, there is potential to supply to the other OEMs as well. Currently, they're large multinationals supplying to them.
Understood. So do you think you, I mean, what does it take to compete with those large multinationals? And, like, are you confident that you'll be able to do that or?
So we're quite confident. Give us some time, and we'll get back to you.
All right, all right. Yeah, I'll come back in a few.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, please press star and one. Next question is from Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. So a couple of follow-ups. So the Kia Carens order, how big is it?
It's about 20-25 crores.
Per annum?
Per annum.
Got it. And on the sunshade side, you said that, you know, things are coming back on track. So, you know, that statement is there in the presentation. What exactly does it mean? Like, are you back to that original 40 crore run rate, or have you kind of received some more orders? What does the statement imply?
So we're getting close to the 40 crore number, as the ramp-ups have happened. In terms of new orders, at the moment, we're bidding for new projects, and if it converts, then we'll let you know.
Got it. And what is the order book now?
So our current order book is about 400-450 crores.
Okay. Any new orders from the 350 crore order book that we shared last quarter?
Yes. So we've received one new model from Maruti Suzuki. In addition to that, we've got seat latch and seat belt reminder.
Right. And this one new model from Maruti, when is the start of production?
It's towards the end of 2027 or beginning 2028.
Okay. Okay, got it. And this is a normal ICE vehicle, not an EV?
This is also an EV.
This is also an EV. Okay. Got it. On the Hayashi JV, I see now that the investment number is 80.5 crores. I think earlier we were talking about 66 crores. So has the scope of the JV been expanded? Have we added some more products? What's leading to this? And I think the start of production also is a little bit earlier now compared to what we were saying earlier. So just an update on that would be useful.
So 66 crores was the equity, 80 crores is the total amount including debt that we've taken. So we've received the first order for ambient lighting in 2027. So that is why we're starting production then. In terms of scaling up the JV, we are targeting the Toyota facility that is still under RFQ.
Got it. So I think your presentation says expected start of production April 26 for the JV. So that should be 27, right?
Yeah, let me double check and get back to you. Maybe it's an error, we'll change.
Sure. No worries. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have questions at this time, please press star and one to ask a question. Well, as there are no further questions, I'd like, there's one more question in queue. It's from Swapnil Gupta from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My question is relating to the BIW. So what is the current run rate, and apart from Jimny, have we got any other model for Maruti or any other OEM?
So we've got the Victorious right now. It's about 40 crores annual revenue. In addition to that, we're bidding for some new models. So once that shapes up, then we'll let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot to ask the question on margins. Your margins have continued to expand, and this quarter you've almost now, you know, even removing other income close to 10.9%, which is almost like 100 basis points higher than last year. So where do we see margins going? Do we see further margin potential? Because I think every quarter we are seeing margins gradually trend up.
So we're working on improving our margins every quarter. When something, you'll see the results, you'll see the numbers. I think that's the best way to look at it.
The next two quarters, I think we are expecting that the revenue should also scale up with, you know, the eVitara coming in, BIW coming in. So there should be some operating leverage. So will the margins improve a bit further going forward?
They should slightly improve. They should improve.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one. Next question is from Raj from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, in the earlier calls, you have said an incremental sales of around 250 to 300 crores for FY26. So are we expecting that same sales in FY26?
So we don't think we'll touch 250, 300 crores because one model did not take off. And then in addition to that, one model got delayed. But maybe in overall, to in FY27, they should become better.
This 250 to 300 crore sale should spill over to FY27, right? And some bit of it will come in FY26.
Some bit of it will come in FY26, some bit will get spilled over to FY27. One model did not pick up. If that picks up, then that will help us.
Okay. So, sir, on overall basis, how much growth are we expecting in FY26 over FY25?
So we don't want to give an annual guidance right now. We'll see how the market plays out, but the GST cut has definitely helped.
Okay. So are you confident that H2 FY26 would be better than H2 25?
Yes, H2 should be better than H1.
Previous H2.
Yes.
All right, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Hitesh Goel from Origin Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking the question. On your target for FY30, you had said 3,000 crores, in which we are talking about 1,000 crores from JV and 2,000 crores organically. So we understand that Toyota plant is coming in 2028-29, so that's a big boost. But can you tell us, like, I mean, if you look at, you know, other companies, big companies in the space, they give us some sense on the technology roadmap or, you know, kind of parts they want to eventually get into. So it would be helpful if you can, you know, help us understand or give something in the PPT going forward, that what all parts you are targeting on the seating system, which you don't currently make or importing, which can help margins or give you additional revenue, you know, to get to this target.
Okay, sure. We'll share something with you. But usually we don't like to talk about our strategy before it's finalized. So when it happens, then maybe it's better to share it then.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying, when it happens, you can. So there is a, you know, if you look at Sona BLW PPT, right? I mean, they give a sense of what all parts are there, right? And what all parts they're currently producing, what they're not currently producing. That gives us some sense on how companies, you know, can achieve a target. And because, you know, auto industry growth is not more than 7-8%, right? So, I mean, from that perspective, it's very useful to understand how company is looking at various parts. Just a suggestion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Great. Thanks, Manoj.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one. Next question is from Rahul Mishra from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Pranav. Thanks for taking my question. There was supposed to be this regulatory change on seating, starting October 2025. Any update on that?
There has been a small change in the small cars, where they had to be compliant. So that is in place, and that will improve our content slightly.
Got it. How much, any quantification possible?
A small improvement, nothing major.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Well, as there are no further questions, I'd like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you for your time and participation. We continue to be optimistic about the opportunities before us and look forward to sharing these with you as we move forward. Should you need any input or clarification, please write in to us or our investor relations partner, CDR India. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of NBR Auto Components Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.